The Ghana Meteorological Agency has warned that the rains will continue a while longer. In this vein, the agency has advised the public to avoid fast-flowing water, move from lower ground to higher places if need be. A chief forecaster, Kafui Kwashiga, told Radio Ghana that teachers and parents should pay particular attention to school children. He also advised motorists to avoid speeding and put on their headlights. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
During the beginning of the year, we realized that the rainfall pattern this was going to be bad. So we issued a warning to the farmers that they should be careful the way they go about their farming activities for the year. Lo and behold, April, May, which is the beginning of the rainy season, we saw bad records. The rains were not good in April as well as May. But as we were about to enter June, then we saw a change in the pattern. The conditions that were to bring the rainfall started picking up. And then June is the peak of the rainy season. So it is not out of place that it is happening around this time of the season, because June is the peak of the rainy season. So as the rains are coming, we should be careful the way we go about it, particularly when we are going out. Let's listen to the FM station. Now, all the FM stations take the weather forecast for the morning. So at least every FM station can give the forecast for the morning. So when you get the forecast, at least prepare yourself. A raincoat or an umbrella will do. Then gradually, the ground is also becoming saturated. So as the ground is becoming saturated, we have the rain now collecting over the surface. So very soon, we'll see some trees being pulled down, though the winds are no more strong. So we should try and then move away from the trees. So when they are falling, at least they don't fall on you. And then they are coming very strongly. So visibility, particularly the one that happened today, visibility was very bad. So you cannot see as clear as it used to be. So the driving public should use their hazard light. So that at least the night or during the day when the visibility reduces, the incoming vehicle will see that there's an object coming ahead of me. So at least the two of you will know how to avoid each other. Then the school children, I will plead that the teachers will listen to the forecast and then see how they also plan the movement of the children.
Would you say that looking at the current weather conditions or in weather patterns, it is safe for schools to be running normally?
For the curriculum, you cannot say that you are stopping the curriculum and then continue it from another time. But the only thing is that let's listen to the forecast. And when we have issued a weather warning, at least the teachers can be guided by the water warning and then prevent the children from playing inside the rain than not going to school at all. When the rains have started, before they are going to school, at least the parents can also take a decision. I would not leave my child to go out when the rains like this morning one. So for a child going to school, at least if you miss this lesson, it is better than losing the life.
How long do you think this weather pattern will persist?
For the weather pattern, June is the peak of the rainy season. And now that the conditions are now set, particularly what we have seen this week. This week seems to be a very active week. So the clouds will just be coming, going, and then coming. It is just intermittent. It will come, rain, pass by, there will be some dryness, or the rains will stop. After some time, it will come back again because the clouds are coming in as the rains come in. It is not going to continue as it is, but it is just going to be intermittent.